Broken songs for dogs of living grace, sounds to rest my ears. Not a word I heard could I play. The story was quite clear.
Shouldn't have to tell you that because I'm a civilian and you're a cop. But that is the law, and it's written right here in 12014.
Should have choked every hair out of your throat.
Pardon me? I'm sorry? What did you just say?
What's your complaint, sir?
Who am I speaking with?
Same person, sir.
Did you just say something about choking my throat?
I say you already mentioned that the person choked your throat. What's your other complaint?
Right. And my complaint is that they wrote it down as harassment. And I said, it's not harassment. I'm not alleging harassment. I'm making a complaint about menacing and stalking. And I read them the law, and the guy told me something untrue. He said, if he threatens your life, that's harassment.
Yeah, exactly. Just some talk, that's all.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, sir.
Are you talking to me?
I said, go ahead.
I told you that I alleged stalking. I alleged a misdemeanor of stalking and menacing in the second and third degree, and he wrote down harassment. But what the guy did to me is not harassment. It's menacing in the third and second degree, and it's stalking.
I'd like to add murder.
You'd like to add murder?
So now, basically what you've heard is the mental midget that this department has taken complaints. And you know, I hate to do this because, you know, I know so many cops that would not behave like this. I'm one of my best friends is a cop, which is why I'm always torn in these situations. But if you hear this guy just said that murder should have been added to the list of things that this other cop did to this guy, and he didn't know that he was coming across on the speaker, and then you have somebody in the background saying, oh crap, he heard that. This is how the public is being treated by people that have this authority, that are abusing this authority, which is leads me to posit that there should be, at every police department across America, there should be a civilian review board that doesn't take any money from, isn't connected to, has nothing to do with the operations of government, police, anything, an independent people's review committees that can present evidence to grand juries when abuses happen. And this would, it would cease to be a problem. These problems would end. It would end. There would be a few examples made, and these problems literally would not continue. There is a very simple solution to this. And I'm quite sure that just about in every jurisdiction across this nation, you would find volunteers to staff it. You wouldn't even need, although, I mean, the government's spending millions of dollars that in every direction of the people's money for, you know, stadiums and school districts that are millions of dollars down, like KDISD, and just insane amounts of money. If they're really supposed to serve and protect, then why is this money? And that's another, you know, I'm making a false argument, since the Supreme Court declared that they have no duty nor obligation to do so. And this is a Supreme Court decision. That's not me speaking. But if that was really their intention rather than their obligation, you would think that these review committees or committees of safety would be able to present, not through a prosecutor, but directly to a grand juror, because, again, the prosecutors work with the police, and that that can be extremely problematic when you have a complaint against police. Some prosecutors don't care. They'll go after him. And in many cases, they work with them so they won't. And it can be a career ender. So let's get the prosecutor out of the mix. You're not supposed to have to go through the state to complain about the state. You're supposed to be able to do so through the power of the grand jury. And that foreman should not have a buffer or a prosecutor declaring what he is and what he should and what he should not see. That's the power of the people. That's truly a representative republic form of government when you have the actual people making these decisions. And they also can nullify laws that they think are immoral, unjust, or applied unjustly in certain circumstances and situations. So anyway, let's just continue on with this.
Do you know this conversation is recording? And you just said you'd like to add murder.
It's your word against mine.
No, it's not. It's the tape's word against yours.
Okay, well, the tape against my word. You're making it difficult.
I'm not making anything difficult.
You know, you're making
it. I'm making a complaint that the guy put down the wrong charge.
Okay, and I have that here on writing, and I'll add that to your complaint.
Okay, you didn't say that, though. You said, I'd like to add murder.
Anything else you would like to add?
One more thing I have to. You said to me, you asked me if I went around taking pictures of cars, and I want to know why you said that.
Because if you fear for your safety, why would you put yourself in harm's way? When you take a picture of somebody else's property, sometimes they react that way.
This coming from a police officer who takes pictures of people every day. And usually people don't choke them and threaten to kill them for it. Just saying, wanted to throw that in there.
So if you fear for your safety, why would you take a picture of other people's property?
Because, now listen to me carefully. He was on my block in front of my house. He does not have the right to push me or tell me he's going to kill me.
My understanding is...
It has nothing to do with...
When I first got this complaint, that you was taking a picture of the vehicle because it was parked illegally.
I mean, that's your right to do.
People can still react in a violent manner.
Yes,
so
but that's against
you say stalking or his vehicle parked illegally,
yeah, but
people
it's
to
against,
react in a negative
I
manner.
I know, but you know what? If I go up to you, or if you call me a bad name, and I hit you with a pipe, I'm the one who gets arrested. And they don't say, he called me a bad name, so I hit him with a pipe. That's just not the law. The law is I can take a picture of any darn thing I want to.
No, we're not going by what the law states.
Of course we are. The law is the law. Of course we're going by the law. And the fact that I took the picture of the car does not change anything at all. I can go around taking pictures of people in New York City with absolute impunity. And if somebody punches me, they go to jail. I don't. And if you disagree with that, then you simply don't know the law. The fact is, it's a totally inappropriate question for you to ask me, why am I taking a picture of a car? I could have taken the picture of the car because I thought it was a pretty car and I wanted to take a picture of it because it's the kind of car I want to get. And if the guy comes in and throws me against the wall and tells me he's going to kill me, he's the one who gets in trouble, not me. And that's why I'm saying that for you to tell me that I did something wrong or imply that I was I was doing something inappropriate by taking a picture of the car. That's the point here. And I'd like to hear a confirmation of that, because otherwise I'm very, very troubled by your attitude. You're saying to me that somehow I shouldn't have taken a picture of the car, and this cop had the right to bang my head against the wall and threaten to kill me because I took a picture of his car? That's what I'm complaining about. You understand?
Understand?
Duncan Hicks was inside the Victorville police station this month to file a police report. Unsatisfied with how the receptionist and deputy were handling it, Hicks recorded part of the incident.
He was very disrespectful to me, very rude to me.
Hicks says this was his third time here and also called once, and says this time the deputy refused to write his report down and then took it a step further.
This is not explaining the incident, sir.
Okay, Duncan, you know what, man? I'm about getting tired of you, and you're about to go to jail, just so you know.
What I'm going to jail for?
I'll create something, you understand? You'll go to jail, you understand that?
I was shocked. I didn't do nothing wrong. You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
You can't say that. How are you going to create something? That's against the law.
Illegal? Recording me like that? That's illegal. Without my knowledge, you want to go to jail for that too?
According to the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, recording in the station is allowed.
We then traveled to neighboring Huntington Park, and it seemed that word traveled with us.
I want to know, I want to file a complaint against one of your officers. What do I do? Is there a form or something?
Weren't you just at Bell Police Department?
Sergeant Michael Craven was apparently alerted by Bell Police, but instead of realizing it was a test, he proceeded to violate his own department's complaint policy.
But I'm just ticked off about it. I don't feel like getting into that. That's the reason.
I mean, there's no reason. I can't give you a complaint.
But it's just a form.
I can't get into it. I know what it is, but I need to know what it's about.
And on the problem goes. You see, these officers are not internal affairs. What if you're coming to the department and you're looking at the officer that you have to file a complaint about? What if that officer standing in front of you is that same? He's not internal affairs. And again, I do have a problem with a police department, especially smaller police departments, investigating their own cops. But for them to have to present evidence, basically, you know, it gives them the entire case. So it gives them an ability or an opportunity to create some sort of counter to the complaint before it ever gets to court, before evidence is ever seen. This is a fundamental, big, big problem that has to be addressed. This is insane. And it goes on and on and on.
So if you're not happy with me, then you can come back tomorrow morning and talk to my chief of police.
Jones didn't want to provide information and didn't have to, according to police policy. But Sergeant Craven didn't know or didn't care.
You have to let me know where it occurred. If you don't know where it occurred, how can we even investigate this then? Because if you don't know where it happened at, you don't know what day it happened at, then there ain't nothing I can do for you.
Should have kept my butt.
If you're not happy with me, take my name. It's right there, Sergeant Craven. You can come back tomorrow morning and complain to my chief of police.
We did just that.
So if you're not happy with me, then you can come back tomorrow morning and talk to my chief of police.
Assistant Chief Michael Visser viewed the tape. Huntington Park wasn't alone in policy violations. The Culver City Police Department watch commander also refused to give out a form without any information.
We need to know who you are, where you live, phone number, that kind of stuff.
Every time I give out a form, I have to register that with the chief's office as to who I gave it to and the nature of the complaint.
That violates the Culver City police policy. A police lieutenant told me anyone can come in and get a complaint form, and complaints can be filed anonymously, even if the forms are registered with the chief's office.
It would certainly appear to be a stonewalling effect.
If you don't know where it occurred, how can we even investigate this?
Larry Paul is a 40-year law enforcement veteran. He reviewed the undercover videotapes and says the Culver City watch commander and others who refuse to give out forms may not be ignorant of policy, but trying to protect their own.
Now, the question was made about ignorance here, and as opposed to potentially just protecting their own, right? But we already know, and this was published in 2014, this is out of Global Research, U.S. court ruling you can be too smart to be a cop. Police department disqualifies anyone whose IQ is too high. Now, I know a lot of police officers, and I know many who are intelligent, but I have seen a pattern here that has kind of spread across the nation. This was originally written by Melissa Dykes on the Daily Sheeple. So can a person actually be too smart to be a cop in America? Federal court's decision back in 2000, and this was an ABC News report court's okay barring high IQs for cops. So Robert Jordan, a 49-year-old college graduate, scored a 33 on an intelligence test he took as part of the application process to become a police officer in the town of New London, Connecticut. The score meant Jordan had an IQ of 125. The average score for police officers was a 21 to 22 or an IQ of 104. New London would only interview candidates who scored between 20 and 27. Jordan sued the city alleging discrimination, but the second U.S. Court of Appeals in New York upheld that it wasn't discrimination. Why, you might ask? Because New London Police Department applied the same standard to everyone who applied to be a cop there. So basically, based on this theory, as long as you unilaterally discriminate against a certain ability, which is intelligence, then it's not really discrimination because you're applying it broadly. Now, let's just apply that to a race. Well, we're not just excluding Joe Johnson, an African American. We're excluding his entire family and everybody who looks like him. And how does that in any court? So those who scored too high could get bored with police work and leave soon after undergoing costly training, ABC News reported back then. While at least acknowledging the basic fact that such a policy might be unwise, the court deemed it had a rational basis because it was put in place to lower cop turnover. Who cares about lowering cop turnover? Let them go up in ranks. I would rather people that are applying force with weapons and having to conduct investigations have a higher IQ. And if that means that we lose a few to other jobs, well, then so be it. That's public money. This is the kind of bureaucratic decisions that are just insane. But anyway, the police department went on to continue automatically disqualifying anyone whose IQ was too high. Jordan went on to become a prison guard instead. So his higher IQ put him in a job where he was basically a glorified babysitter. And there you have it. So, considering all the police brutality and officer-involved shootings in the news these days, here's a rhetorical question for you. How well does this hiring practice bode for cops actually being able to follow the Constitution or use proper discretion while protecting and serving America? Does this snapshot from the past at least partially help to explain how we got to where we are as a nation today in a police state environment? And the Pentagon has been giving these guys tanks straight off the battlefields in the Middle East to drive down American streets, too. MRAPs. We've heard that famous clip of, you know, oh, we need this MRAP because there's a lot of constitutionalists out there. Well, that, you would say that if you'd have no fundamental understanding of what the Constitution is for. A police force should not be to counter those who are supporting and defending the U.S. Constitution. They should be part of who are preserving and protecting it. But that's a whole nother issue for another show. So, recent public opinion polls, just by the way, show trust in the police a pretty abysmal 65% feel that our police departments do a poor job of holding officers accountable for misconduct. 65%. Now, if this was a business, if 65% of your customers found that they didn't want to do business with you or didn't trust you, what would happen to a business? And of course, this is a business of another sort. Well, America's local law enforcement agencies, which there's 18,000 plus more than any other country in the free world, aren't exactly encouraging geniuses to apply to be officers. In fact, geniuses don't stand a chance if they wanted to, which is, I guess they're geniuses, they probably don't. Anyway, so my point in this is that when you hire people with lower IQs that can just follow orders, this is the mentality that you end up with, and this becomes a systemic problem. And this isn't just me. This is, you know, CBS, ABC, which is kind of funny. These CFR-controlled media outlets have to report on this because this is news. They would completely discredit themselves if they didn't. But anyway, I digress. Let's get back to this, and so you can see what I'm talking about.
It would appear to me that he was certainly attempting to discourage any complaints being registered through his department.
The Huntington Park assistant chief refused to tell me if Sergeant Craven faced any disciplinary action because he violated department policy. Culver City Police were invited to respond to our report, but they refused.
Distribute when we make our big tax. Hey, As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, close the sea of tears. With no provision, but no faces, Lord, the straits of fear. Oh,
it's 2 a.m. on a Tuesday night. Our tester, Doug Jones, is walking into one of the most notorious police stations in the LAPD, the Rampart Division. His purpose, to ask about filing a complaint.
Hey, look, if I want to file a complaint against one of your officers, what do I do?
Your Honor, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to address this court.
Rampart Division is, of course, where Rafael Perez admitted shooting innocent victims like Javier Ovando. And this is where we began our test of the LAPD complaint process. Yeah. In Victorville, our tester was refused a form, violating department policy.
As soon as you can explain to me what's going on, I'd be more than happy to help you out.
In San Bernardino, Sheriff's Corporal Ray Austin's conduct was found to be intimidating by his own captain.
If your allegation's unfounded, the officer has the right to sue you.
At Lakewood,
I did find something that you can actually mail in.
And at Palmdale.
Okay. You just seal it and you can send it to here.
Jones was able to take a complaint form home so he could fill it out anonymously. But at two other stations we tested, he was told there was no such form. We also tested the Long Beach Police Department. We were told that forms were only filled out by supervisors, and Jones had to put his name on any complaint.
Oh, I can't, like, just send one in, like, anonymously or just, you know.
Has to be in person. You can't file a complaint anonymously.
But the Long Beach Police Department policy clearly states you can file anonymous complaints. In all, we tested 31 police locations. 19 followed policy. They provided complaint forms or complied with proper procedures. 12 did not follow policy. They either had no forms or no supervisors on duty who could give us one, or they violated one or more procedures.
I want to file a complaint against one of your deputies. What do I do?
Jones, who works for the Police Complaint Center, a national police watchdog group, says the percentages are about average. They've done the tests in many major cities and say the findings usually work to improve police policies.
We do tests, and that's what we're conducting, is tests, not to catch them with their pants down. I mean, there are agencies that are done very well.
Do you guys have, like, a complaint form? Is there, you just come in here however you want, one kind of paper or pen? Obviously, but you guys have a form?
Well, it doesn't have to be on a form.
Well, I mean, do you guys have a form?
Some people write us letters.
But do you guys have a form? I feel like we're beating around the bush right now.
Oh, shit.
Let's not. Let's stop beating around the bush. Do you guys
have a form?
I'm sure you guys have a pen and paper.
The sticky note will get thrown in the trash.
Yeah. Hey, you must have a weapon on you.
Hey, you three need to step outside.
Why?
Because I told you to.
On September 5th, 2014, I attended the Police Accountability March that marked the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of veteran Dennis Reynoso. While filming the march, I noticed an undercover Lynn police vehicle shadowing the peaceful crowd. I approached the vehicle and requested the officer's name and badge number. The Lynn police vehicle struck me hard enough that its mirror folded back, and the driver immediately stopped and got on his radio after he hit me. The officer did not check to see if I was injured and did not offer any sort of aid, nor did he ever identify himself. On September 8th, I entered the Lynn Police Department to report the incident. Lieutenant Shorten took an initial report.
So, I'm here because on Friday, I had a police officer from the Lynn Police drive a vehicle into me.
I don't have any record of it.
There's no record whatsoever? I watched him call in, so that's interesting.
I don't see anything.
I then found the vehicle in the station's back lot.
So, it looks like, oh, look.
They repaired
it. All right, so they didn't, okay. So, look, they did not, all right, so you can see it is detached from when it hit me. And they had to repair it with that screw that definitely was not there.
As I documented the vehicle, a Lynn police cruiser pulled up.
Howdy.
Hi, what's up?
This is the car that hit me.
That car hit you?
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is private property. You gotta get out of the way.
This is public property. Your police station. Can I have your name and badge number, please?
I will not go on the station and ask one.
For your name and badge number?
Well,
can I see your ID card, please?
I don't have an ID card on.
Really? That's illegal. Under Massachusetts general law, it absolutely is. I'm making a lawful request under Massachusetts law for your ID card.
Gotta get off of private property.
I left the lot and approached the main desk.
Hey, sorry to bother again. Oh, hey!
You
got
your IDs?
You
got your client, right? Both of IDs.
Pardon me?
I need both of your IDs.
What's the lawful reason for the request?
Because you're on private property.
You're leaving, right?
Why? I'm sorry.
You're leaving?
No, I haven't made my report yet.
You made your report.
Well, actually, first of all, I'd like to make a complaint about this gentleman here. Second of all...
What's the complaint?
Your refusal to identify yourself is against the law.
Okay.
Literally.
I'm sure, if, you know, if you ever have an appointment with the chief and you talk with him, you'll get my information.
Well, I'm sure I will. But in the meantime, I'd like to make a complaint. Are you saying that I can't do that?
Not with us.
Not with you. Who do I make a complaint with?
The chief's the best guy.
The chief's the best guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So make an appointment.
Okay. I'll do it.
This may be done.
No, you don't.
Hi.
I don't know if they're waiting for Dave or not, so...
FLA.
Wait, for who? Trying to make... They were talking to Dave, and now they're waiting here, so I don't...
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What is it that you're looking for?
Well, I found the car that hit me on Friday. I was reporting it earlier. It's out back.
Okay, and what are you doing going in private property videotaping police cars?
What? Okay.
You're subject to arrest for going back into private property.
Am I being arrested?
Police cars.
Huh? Am I being arrested?
I said you are subject to arrest for going out there. Now, what is it that you need?
Well, I'm still trying to report that a police car drove into me, and I found it. It's literally out back.
The officer in charge has your complaint.
So are you trying to stop them from he literally does not have all the information he needs.
He has the information that he needs and documented to send it on for additional investigation if needed.
Oh, okay.
He has documented the complaint. It's being forwarded to the people that need the complaint, which means that you have no other business that you need to be doing here right now.
I would also like to make a complaint about this officer. May I please talk to the lieutenant?
No.
No? You're going to block the complaint about this officer, and you're not going to let me explain.
What's the complaint you want to make about that officer?
Refusal to ID under Massachusetts law.
He gave you his badge number.
I gave you my badge. He flat out refused. He did not show a ID card. It was only when he came back out here to harass me further after telling me to come in here.
I'm not harassing. I'm just talking to you.
Okay, I've asked you several times, and I'm telling you, leave the police station.
I have proof of claim in wrong journey. It violated the law. It violated my rights. And I would like to file a proof of claim having to be investigated.
I'm a victim of a crime. So
I would like the LAPD to investigate who.
No, sir, we're not doing the investigation. So you want to make a complaint against me to go to the state attorney?
I didn't say I want to make it. I will make a complaint against you to the state attorney.
I'm going to ask you to leave.
Well, I'm not going to leave.
Yeah, I'm not asking to leave. If you don't,
I'm asking to file a criminal.
Sir, we're not filing anything. Okay. You're under arrest.
Did you provide Mr. Jernigan with any? Excuse me.
So this one's out of the Free Thought Project. And this is going back again to 2014. U.S. court says it's okay for police departments to refuse to hire someone that's too smart. And, you know, I think that this is part of the problem. I don't think it is the problem, but I think it's part of the problem. And I think that this has been going on for so long now that we're really starting to see the effect because, you know, you hire from the lower ranks, they move up to the higher ranks. So we have essentially started this ball, this snowball rolling downhill where we hire a bunch of people with lesser IQs who end up being promoted into positions of leadership and authority as detectives and lieutenants and captains. And this can be a systemic problem that needs to be really addressed and handled because look, I have a lot of, like I said, I have a lot of friends that are cops. They're good guys. I don't believe in beating up on the cops. I believe in beating up on corruption and I believe in beating up on bureaucracies that make decisions that affect all of our lives in a negative way. And that's basically the where I'm coming at this is not, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm anti-cop. I'm not anti-cop whatsoever. I'm anti-authoritarianism. I believe that the police, their role should be more to protect the rights of the people rather than to continuously abuse power and authority and use their the laws to essentially as a tax collecting service. So that's where my position is on it. Anyway, very frustrating. Now, keep in mind, there's good and bad, and we can't just leave this all off on a negative note, but there are some other issues, like the cop in New Jersey who declared the Constitution null and void because Obama didn't follow it. But at the end of this presentation, I'm also going to share with you some really awesome Constitution-loving officers who really are trying to affect a positive change by being honorable. So, I mean, this isn't all sour grapes, folks. There's a lot of good. There's bad. It's what we do with the bad and how we address it is really the greater issue. So, here's a couple clips of the good and the bad.
I disagree.
You can disagree all you want. I'm here to protect these people here, and they called me off the road because they were alarmed that you were taking photographs.
Alarmed for taking photographs. A lawful activity. Just saying.
Well, it's funny you say alarmed because that's the same terminology that they used. Can you hold this?
Yes. The same terminology that they used the other day to kick me out of another public building. Okay.
Under New Jersey law, with the alarming and all that, I don't fall under alarm because I'm in a public building recording, which is my first and second.
You know why? They really don't even care about that because Obama has decimated the friggin' Constitution. So I don't give a damn because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have
it. It's New Jersey case law.
Yes, you don't have. Did you get that?
Yeah, I do believe he got that. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. So, you know, I'm going to follow this clip up with some good cops.
He doesn't have to follow the Constitution.
Because our president can decimate our Constitution. And we don't have to.
That's the law of the land. You have to follow it, whether what he does or not.
And you're telling him that.
This is going on YouTube, just to let you know.
I disagree.
You can disagree all you want. I'm here to protect these people here. And they called me off the road because they were alarmed that you were taking photographs.
Well, it's funny you say alarmed because that's the same terminology that they used. Can you hold this?
Yes.
The same terminology that they used the other day to kick me out of another public building.
Okay. I'm in New Jersey law with the alarming and all that. I don't fall under alarm because I'm in a public building recording, which is my first and second.
You know what? I really don't even care about that because Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have
to. It's New Jersey case law.
Yes,
you don't have. Did you get that?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to follow the Constitution.
Because our president could decimate our Constitution. And we don't have to.
That's the law of the land. You have to follow it, whether what he does or not.
And you're telling him that.
This is going on YouTube, just to let you know.
Hi, everybody. Tom here with Come and Take It, Texas. The video you're about to watch is of a counter that we had with Austin Police Departments on one of our Come and Take It Austin monthly walks. It was on December 28th. We began our walk, by the Capitol grounds. We walked throughout all downtown, went through, 6th Street and stuff, walked all around for about 6 hours at this point where the video starts. We had been walking for about 6 hours. The officer comes up, walks around us, checks us out, he's got a smile on his face, non-aggressive at all. He says that he was out there, he had received a phone call that there was two males inside of a Subway ordering food and they had long guns on them. So he, responded out to the call. He saw everything was fine before he even got out of the call, came out with a smile on his face, as you'll see in the video. And everything was great. He went inside Subway, talked to I guess the management and one of the individuals still in Subway open carrying. Talked to them, came back out and talked to us for another 10-15 minutes. And the whole time he could not wipe his smile off his face. And this is what it's about, guys. This is what it is. We are working with the police departments. The police departments are really on our side. He even tells us during this encounter that he feels safer with us being out there. So I hope you enjoyed this video, and I hope you share it along with your friends. And please check us out at comeandtakeitamerica.com. Look us up on Facebook through the group pages, Come and Take It Texas. And if you are in the Austin area and you want to join in on our walks that we do each month in Austin, Texas, then check out the group page, Come and Take It Austin, on Facebook as well. Enjoy, guys.
Rob's getting called on you.
Oh, yeah.
Just checking you guys out.
Right on, bro.
I already know the law. Even though I know you guys.
Yeah. Cool. I got a squash.
I know. I saw that. I was laughing. Did you hear me?
Well, you know why? Because I can't carry my handgun here. So I put a squash there.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know you.
We were just talking.
I know.
We were just talking to this guy.
Hey, well, good to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, can I have a handshake?
More of us.
Can I have a handshake?
No problem.
Do you mind if I get a picture of you?
Hey, you're already recording me. I don't care. You guys are good. I'll let them know.
Yeah, all right.
Freak out.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Hey, APD is great, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How's it going?
Oh, she has a dog.
Yeah. Do you guys have a website?
I didn't know there's a dog till about
that. You want to know if it's legal to do this?
No. Just that there's a website. No.
There's a perfect example.
I don't care.
Can we get
Martel?
Would you mind?
Yeah, no problem.
Would you mind telling us what the call was exactly?
Suspicious person, two white males in Subway with guns.
Really?
And they said, non-violent, being nice. And I was like, okay. So they were kind of concerned, but they weren't freaked out, which is good.
Yeah, we love
Subway. Freaked out. Yeah. And so
y'all probably used to freaks.
Yeah. I saw y'all standing here. I wasn't worried about it.
Well, we do this once a month down here, man.
Well, I remember at the Capitol.
Oh, God.
We've done a lot of stuff.
You remember me, don't you?
I got arrested. DPS.
I know.
Three of us that have been arrested right here,
but,
right now.
But luckily, you know, like, APD's been...
Keep in mind... APD's been great.
...there for doing nothing different than we're doing now.
The three of us have been arrested.
Yeah, the three of us.
DPS Capitol.
I was on Fox News and...
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he was on KXAN.
Yeah.
All over. You know, and it's one of those things to me, it's... If you got... TV or radio, or not radio maybe, but TV and the internet, you already know this has been going around.
Yeah.
So it should make you update yourself going, well, what is the law? Oh, okay. Everybody.
Well, you know that one of y'all's officers earlier was on a bicycle, and we tried to talk to him. Uh-huh. And he goes, I don't need y'all to teach me the law. We got taught that in school. And then he took off. And we're like, okay.
You know what? You get taught the law, but you guys know how thick the law is.
Yeah.
Or traffic's this thick.
Yes.
Law.
Oh, yeah.
We know.
It's always good to be refresh and update yourself and know, because things change all the time.
Well, we talk to officers all the time that aren't familiar with, like, ID laws and gun laws.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, the biggest one is most officers think that you have to ID to a police officer.
Right.
And we're like, no, you don't. Not unless you've been lawfully arrested. And they're like,
no.
Yeah.
I don't worry about you guys.
See, and you
are happy-go-lucky. You're not mean mugging me. So no, it's like, I'm fine. Plus, y'all got more power than me. What am I going to do? I've been
out here since about 30.
Backing up.
So.
You know, we understand, you know, we memorize this much of the law.
Right.
And y'all's book is this much.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's really hard for y'all to know it word for word, you know.
Oh, yeah. And there's some people, they overreact because of the way the call comes in.
True.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's just know that it's ask the right question.
Everybody sees something different, and they make some things that you're like, okay, and you get there, and it's totally not the same.
Right.
So you have to remember that. You can't come in guns blazing and all hyped up, because that ain't going to do you any good.
Well, they do that in some towns, too.
I know.
I know some of the open carry at the overpasses, like the 360. I met Officer Lawrence there, and there was two other officers that I had met, too. But now when I do it, nobody, they just drive by and, you know, because I'm over there. You know, obviously, I'm not an Obama supporter, so I also.
Wait, you're not
an
Obama
supporter? I'm proud of it. I'm not ashamed of it at all. You know, these values are not mine.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it's not racist, Texas. Yeah. Everybody has guns.
New York, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you a native Texan?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You look, man. You look happy to see us. You actually look.
Happy. I'm easy going.
You don't have that look on your face, like, oh my God, I got to deal with it.
You sit here.
You
look around.
Can I get a picture of y'all?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yes, we would love to see that picture of that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, those guns. There we go.
Can I be in the front?
No.
Molly, I need you to get a picture of me shaking his hand.
You bet I will.
Awesome, guys. We've probably talked to 100 people.
I'm actually the vice president of Come and Take It, and I got to get a picture shaking your hand
guys, thanks for standing
Amanda
up
here.
Constitution. On one way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Glad you guys.
You know, guy, we end up with bad police videos, but we don't want bad ones. We want good ones like
this. This does so much more.
Give me a second to figure out how to. There we go.
Hey, he's holding my hand too long here now.
All right.
Good deal.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. You're very welcome. Anytime.
Nice meeting you, man. I'm Justin. Park
Dallas, meet you.
Nice meeting all you. Nice meet all you.
Jason Orsig.
Park Dallas, meet you.
Last Saturday of your month, we're going to be doing these.
Okay. No, not at all. Not at all.
Our group is probably going to expand.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will. There'll probably be more calls because it's Saturday.
Right. You got a card?
It's coming out.
Wait,
you have a card?
Yeah, let me get one for you.
All right. That'd be great.
Yeah, let me grab it real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's
Was the guy that you were talking to in there, was he concerned?
No, he walked right up and was like, hey man, thanks for doing this. This is great.
It must not have been him that called me.
But no, he works security, I think, over at IBC.
He just came over to grab a.
Hey, let them through.
Oh, y'all go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, he'll probably be coming out with us next month. I gave him a Facebook info.
I didn't do it.
All legal, everything.
Yeah, you did. Well, we both did.
That was in September.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. I let them know you guys are going to be out here, so tell officers coming.
Yeah.
Don't freak out and run code over here and slide in.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll send you an email when I know. We got two of the leaders of this group here.
Cool,
We can shoot you an email when we're doing these walks.
Yeah,
a couple days beforehand, then you can let everybody
I'll
know.
I'll dispatch hey, you're going to be out here a while, so just let all the others
Well, see, we call,
know.
We call.
I don't want them to.
We have to call DPS because how they.
Because you are so close to the proximity of the Capitol.
Well, here's the deal. There is no law saying we can't be on there.
Right.
But this is what they're using. They're using an administrative, a DPS administrative code.
That nobody voted on.
Now here's where it gets real interesting. Section 1.
It's like a house rule.
Section 1, Article 23 of the Texas Constitution said that legislation shall control the wearing of arms, not DPS. And they think that they have the power to do that.
That means we can't be hurt near anything. If you're fighting us is one thing, we're going to do what we have to do. But you still got to remember, doing what you have to do doesn't mean you go overboard. You got to control this. And it's called your emotions because they can get the best
of you. Well, the problem today is we've lost law enforcement. We've lost peace officers, and now we've got law enforcement officers. That's where the big shift is.
Right.
You're
right.
They're not peace officers.
You've got to remember that, you know, especially on a call like this when I read it, I'm like, I'm not worried about it because nobody's screaming, freaking out the way the call was.
Dude, going, we have had hundreds of people today. We couldn't walk on 6th Street.
I mean, do you know what you were of any other
There
calls?
Was, they said there was one other one earlier today. Yeah.
We were down on 6th Street. And,
that
and
might
two,
have been what it
two
was.
Of the, two
and,
of the, two
one
of the
corporals that said, yeah, they're all fine, everything's
what
good.
What is the people...
That in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice. The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Two of them walked right past, didn't even look.
Just say anything, just walked right
by us. Came by and just kept driving.
Just walked right past us.
It was amazing, the food truck, right inside our food truck.
Oh, yeah.
We went over there, ate lunch, we came back down the other side of 6th, and like I said, we haven't had any issues.
Pride people like seeing it if you're peaceful.
Yeah.
They feel protected.
And we smile and wave at everybody.
We've had people from Sweden, Canada, all over the United States and all over the world talking to us. We had some guys from Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
Just, oh, is that? And we're like, welcome to Texas, man.
Bigger than me. I want to get the bullpup.
I'm outside of the car. Give me a second.
Like $300.
Well, gentlemen.
All right. Appreciate it again, ladies.
You have a good one.
Be safe.
Have fun.
Be safe tonight yourself.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, hopefully you guys won't have any problems with anybody. They know you're out here.
We don't want any more problems.
We're done. Hey, you're the oath keeper that we look for, man.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for, is oath keepers.
Well, good.
Right there.
Well, yeah. I'm not worried about y'all. Yeah, I'm glad y'all are right now. Because y'all protect me. If I get into something, you're going to see me.
Hey, you know what you could do, too? If you Facebook, go to Come and Take It Austin.
Okay.
That's this group.
Okay.
We have 27 of them all over the state.
I'll
do a
like on you.
Go Come and Take. It's a group. You got to join the group, and then you can see all the events. And we have lots of police officers in our. We've got about 4,000 people statewide, and we've got several police officers. Some of them are very open about it.
Some that are just.
And some that we have some that don't. That I know, because I know a lot of the people. I have some that I know are cops, but they don't say nothing. We have others that are very open about it. It's just whatever.
Right.
However, people want to do it.
Sure.
You know. But yeah, you can join our group too.
Absolutely, I'll do that.
All right,
cool. Well, good day. Nice
to meet you.
Be safe.
Fallout from that video at Albany Airport that's gone viral. Albany County leaders speak out on the constitutional confrontation. Good evening and thank you for joining us. I'm News 10's Elisa Streeter.
And I'm Mark Baker. This video behind us has caused quite a commotion. An Albany Airport official has come under fire for trying to silence a couple of activists.
And now there are calls for answers. It is tonight's top story. News 10's Anya Tucker live at the airport with the latest. Anya.
The Albany County Executive Dan McCoy tonight asking that those who run the Albany International Airport look into what happened last Friday on the 23rd in what has become a PR disaster for the PR director of the airport. The Friday, November 23rd incident, taped by the activists themselves while they were passing out flyers trying to educate passengers about their right to opt out of the TSA's full-body scanners. That's when airport spokesman Doug Myers enters the scene, demanding that the pair turn off their camera. Myers appears shocked when a deputy working at the airport refuses to detain the two downstairs.
Stay down here for a while. Keep them down.
But again, sir, you can't do it. I can't detain us.
But Myers doesn't stop there, telling the pair that they have to hand him their IDs.
He doesn't have to show you his identification.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Show you identification. I want his name.
I just told you my name's
okay.
My name is Jason Bermas. B-E-R-M-A-S.
I can't give you that. I can't give you that.
News 10's Facebook page lit up today. Applause for the deputy and condemnation of Myers, saying shame on him that he overreacted, acting, quote, like a bully. One person even suggesting that Myers be fired. The county executive, Dan McCoy, releasing his own statement, saying he has been in touch with Myers' boss, CEO John O'Donnell, regarding the incident, and that he is, quote, concerned about the rights of privacy and safety of anyone who travels through Albany County, hoping that the airport authority will look into the matter and act appropriately.
It's unfortunate. You know, something just went wrong.
Albany County legislator Mary Lou Connolly has been with the airport committee since 1993. She believes Myers will not lose his job over the incident.
It's unfortunate. It's embarrassing. It happened. But let's get over it. And these folks are welcome to go back to the airport.
My calls to Doug Myers went unreturned today. As for calls to his boss, CEO John O'Donnell, his secretary called me and told me that he would not be making any comments about the matter today.
The YouTube video going viral, posted on the internet by two activists who brought a camera into the Albany International Airport while they passed out flyers. Now, it led to a heated dispute over First Amendment rights. Beth Wertman has our top story. Beth? Hi, Benita. Well, as you'll see in the video clip, an airport spokesman tries to stop these activists from their mission. But a sheriff's deputy steps in.
Bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.